Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha, mobile.
N4DJC.
4DJC, KB4CBA, good afternoon.
Hi David, how you doing today? You headed to Dennis or back, or what's going on?
I'm headed up 25 just as fast as I can go. Well, that's a lot, but anyway, I'm headed up to Maggie Valley to see my sister.
I mean, you won't bring any pies back, or are you going to eat them there?
I might bring one back. You have to give them 2 days' notice. I could call them. In fact, I guess I need to call them today, so they'll have a pile ready for me Thursday when I come back through. And I go right by the pie shop, so within 3 miles of it. So we're gonna drive down to Atlanta and see our. She's really a cousin, but she's more like an aunt. She's a real sweet lady, and she's in a. Assisted living, and her daughter, who's also our cousin, is lives just a few miles away, so she takes care of her.
Well, I don't envy that trip. I went back in October, and it was just a big mess, and we went again in day after Christmas, which is an even bigger mess, but. I used to not mind driving down there, but the traffic got so bad when you hit, go across this SR-20 there, the Georgia Mall has got so bad in there, where a 985 comes in, it's terrible. And I truly despise going downtown.
I'm not looking forward to it, but, you know, some things you have to endure to see your cousin. She's getting on up in years, and we used to go down there every summer and spend time with them, and we were kids and teenagers, and we just don't get to see her that much anymore. And of course, COVID really threw a monkey wrench and everything. So, but anyway, what was I gonna tell you? Well, don't forget. So maybe I'll remember next time around. Oh, well. So how you been doing?
Just trying to stay out of the bad weather. Been kind of chippy around, nipping around here in the mornings, but we've been keeping the grandkids off and on as we did before, and we still get out, a fair amount. But I went to grandson's basketball game Saturday. They were doing a church league thing there. They played three games that morning. He's nine. The third game we went to see was at 1 o'clock in the afternoon in Malden. And they've been scoring 25, 26, 30 points a game, and the score wound up being 9-10. And it was rolling off the one minute winding down. Might have had about 30 seconds left. And one of the kids on his team hit a three-pointer to win it. So it was a close game. It just wasn't a high-scoring game. But I know they were worn out after playing three games that day. But they didn't get to go to the playoffs because they lost the first game, which they weren't supposed to. But the kids are a little bigger. Some of them are more, bigger, more aggressive. This is the first year he's played basketball. He's pretty good. He's kind of small, but he's fast. So we enjoyed that. And I've been playing around a little bit with the radio on D-Star and listening to some shortwave stuff and doing a little satellite work. That's about all that's been going on here, Dave.
Well, I've been doing a lot of FTA. I'm really enjoying just because it's new to me. And Yeah, Bob in D7J helped me get set up over the phone with that, and several times. he probably has me blocked on his phone. I haven't called him lately, so I don't know. But anyway, but now he's calling me anytime. But anyway, I'm having a lot of fun with it and making some contacts that a lot further away than I've been making on sideband on voice. So I wanted to ask you, have you ever taken 441 down to Atlanta from Maggie Valley?
David, it's been years ago when I was traveling, I'd go that way. I'd cut across to 85 sometimes that way because I had some customers up in the North Georgia area and sometimes close to that part of North Carolina. Sometimes I'd cut across. That's a long haul through there, though. You know, it comes out at Commerce, which gets you just in where the traffic starts coming in, but the way you might want to try to do it, maybe just look at it on your Google Maps, is maybe coming down, actually coming down through Gainesville, down 985 is probably a better route, because that puts you in past the Mall of Georgia and gets you through that, through some of that traffic between Commerce and Chateau Alain in that area. There's a lot of traffic in that area, and there's only two lanes there, too, if I remember correctly. There's a lot of construction going on there, too. Or has been in the past, you know, like I said, the last 3 months. It's two times we went up in the last 3 months. That was the one thing that we didn't get bothered by it because they weren't working that day. But there's just a lot of construction on that road. They're widening it out, doing some stuff to some of the bridges and that sort of thing. You might want to try to avoid it, either that or it's been such a long time since I've been from that direction down. But I have gone down 441 from. Maybe from Cleveland, Georgia, somewhere up in there, not quite to Maggie Valley, but up part of Georgia into North Carolina. But it's been, like I said, it's been a long time. But you might want to look at some way to get down through there so you can cut off maybe the 985 and bypass some of that other some of that construction traffic. What part of Atlanta are you going to have to? Will you be heading to?
I don't know. I would imagine. It's probably, you know, right downtown, my cousin Renee has moved, but they used to live, God, what's the name of that place? I can't think of it. Church of the Bee, it's a real high-priced neighborhood, but they, for some reason, I guess she wanted to move closer to her mom. Anyway, that was just my sister's suggestion, and I haven't even looked at it yet. I thought I'd look at it when I get up there and see, because she doesn't always have the best ideas in the world, and, I mean, I love her, but, you know, I'll definitely check it out.
She lives in Buckhead. That's on kind of on this side of downtown. That's near the old Lenox Square area down there at Cheshire Bridge Road in that area. That's probably about 15 minutes or so. Well, not 15 minutes now, but probably, you know, half an hour more from there to downtown. And you could, like I said, I don't know where exactly the route, but you could come in Georgia 400, which is a toll road. And that runs you straight into that Buckhead area. It's not only that traffic on 400. That make him come in from I-75. That traffic is always bad in Atlanta, where it is, if it's after 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
We're going to go down, tomorrow and spend the night, and then, so I don't, I'm not sure what our plans are. We haven't really talked any great detail. Allie, today, I mean tomorrow or Wednesday morning, but we're coming back Wednesday, so, and then I'm going to spend the night and come back to Greenville on Thursday. So, no ham radio, no tennis. Oh, man. I'm going to be chomping at the bit.
That is. Take a look at that FT8 myself. I've got an ICOM 705 and yes, the 10 watt version. It's kind of like the 7300, but it's a portable 10 watt version, and it does FT8 and all that. It covers from 160 all the way up through 440, basically all bands. And it's got FT8 settings already programmed in there, but you got to get the other stuff set up, and I don't have an antenna set up yet. I'm gonna try this spring. We'll get some stuff into the house, and I'm gonna try to move some stuff around inside where I maybe run a sloper, maybe an infed halfway sloper or something like that out one of the windows. And I've got enough yard for a small one, but I don't have enough yard, enough height to put a full size one, you know, in the backyard. But I may try that there. Yeah, they run a 49-to-1 ballon, which, you know, means you don't have to use an antenna tuner with it. And you can run a counterpoise with it, like an inverted L, maybe. But I'm gonna try a couple. Give one a shot. It ain't gonna hurt anything. It's not about $60 or $70 even if you don't build them yourself. So I think I'm gonna give that a try and just see what the noise level is in the neighborhood. Because I do listen on shortwave and on the HF bands, but I'm not really using a regular I'm not using a TV antenna for that, though.
One thing I like about my 7300, I just plug a cable in the back and plug it in the other end into USB and the computer, and I've got the software downloaded and then I open a couple other things. JT Alert and the synchronizing clock. and then I've got a 3 something another logging software. And I've also logged it in on my contacts on QRZ as well. So I'm trying to get set up on Logbook of the World. They're supposed to be sending me a little postcard.
I don't know if you meant to drop out there or not. Let's see if I got it. I set up Logbook of the World. 705, I've already got an app out for it now. Some guy in Germany wrote for the 705, and I think it works for the 7610. And maybe the 9700. They don't make one for the 7300, but the 705 has its own local area network, so you can set it up on its own network. So you don't have to have a computer you don't have to have your own Wi-Fi. As long as you got the radio does its own Wi-Fi, you set up a network, and they've got an app now that the guy uses remotely and can set up stuff for FT8 and several of the digital modes. I'm going to look at that to see how it does. It's not like the regular software, I don't think. It's about $80-$90 there, but it does about everything you want one to do. I haven't taken a good look at it yet, but the guys that have it and running it like it because it does some logging as well. But like I said, he only does it for the 70, he only made it for the 7610 and the 705 and maybe the 9700, you know, the VHF, UHF, all mode rig. And he can't do it for the 7300 because he doesn't have his own local area network like the other radios do. I might give that a try. I also go back and ask for the iPad for it. I think coming out sometime in this spring or this summer to simplify it. And I may, like I said, I'm going to try it to see what the noise, see what the noise level is when I put the antenna out there to see if the RF is, I mean, the, you know, the RFI is too much here to fool with it or not. If it's not, I may try to get it in and do some stuff with it maybe. But sounds like you're set up there. FT8, a lot of people don't like it because it's remote, but it, you can work a lot of stations with 100 watts of FT8 that you can't work on sideband.
Yeah, I mean, I've made contacts with in Australia and Japan, places like that that I've never talked to. So, on sideband, so anyway. So I'm on, I'm still on 25, I've crossed the state line, and a few minutes ago, so I think I'm going to lose the repeater here in a minute, so I don't know, if I drop out, that's what happens.
Dave, you got a little bit of white noise there, but you're fully readable. It almost sounds like picket fencing or something like that, but you're fully readable. But I can hear you getting close to the edge of the repeater. No, you probably know that 5 or 10 miles, maybe.
About that. Well, it is what it is. Oh, it was good to talk with you, Jerry, and you behave yourself and. Keep everybody in line while I'm gone.
David, have a good trip. Be careful. Heading up and heading back. Talk to you later. 73 and 4 DJC clear.
DJC, KB4 DBA mobile.